Now George steals a pass and heads for the other end, where he throws down the right hand. Indiana is dominating a 14-point run.
It's time for Pacers Weekly.
And welcome into Pacers Weekly. Merry Christmas Eve if you celebrate. Happy holiday season. We are live on the Circle, as always, in downtown Indianapolis, talking Pacers basketball with you. We do it from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. every Saturday morning during the Pacers season. Indiana coming off a loss to the Boston Celtics. That was on Thursday. The Pacers get a favorable schedule for the team, the coaches, the staff, their family around the Christmas time. Indiana is off today. They are off tomorrow, and they are off Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Indiana is off, so they've got Christmas off. They've got here Christmas Eve off, and they had yesterday off as well. It's a much-deserved time off. Indiana has played as many games as anybody in the NBA, and they have had really a stretch of 12 games over 18 days playing really since that West Coast trip started. They played Portland, had a few days off, then played LA. Ever since that LA game on December 4th, the Pacers have been going at it at a pretty heavy rate, and a deserved 3 days off for all of those associated. The Pacers at 15-16 on Monday night will head to Chicago. Indiana is trying to stave off their third straight loss. The Pacers don't have a three-game losing streak this year. They also don't have a three-game winning streak this year. That's extremely rare to do this late into the season. In fact, it's the second longest streak of that ever for an NBA team to start a season. The Pacers have done it for 31 straight games. Then starting into January, they have three home games early on in January. Orlando is January 1st, Brooklyn January 5th, New York Knicks January 7th. The Pacers also have New Year's Eve against, or I should say not New Year's Eve, the day before New Year's Eve against Chicago at home. So a lot of home games coming up. Pacers.com/tickets. You're home, you have your family around, friends around. Make sure to check out the field house. These games are always well attended, but a few tickets still available for all of those games. Pacers.com/tickets is how you can be there. We'd love to have you as part of the show. 317-239-1070 is how you can call in. And I'm at Pat Boylan Pacers on Twitter, taking your Twitter questions. We already have a few, and we will save them for our live guests. They're coming up later in the show. Here's who you'll hear from this week. Of course, you'll hear Mark Boyle. He's with head coach Nate McMillan. Slick Leonard as well. Chris Denari. We go inside Denari's den. Kind of a cool guest this week. We'll let you know more about that as the show goes on. Mark Monteith and Jeremiah Johnson are live. And if you follow our show, you know Eddie White goes around the house and he tries to find someone with a story to tell. And it's always someone a little bit interesting. And this week, I'll tell you what, Eddie White has pulled off a miracle of miracles. The person that Eddie White has around the house this week, it's really more like around the globe. This person has denied all media requests. But if you know Eddie, he's very well connected, and he's got an inside track to this person. So make sure to stay with us. We will be just a little bit later in the show with Eddie White and his Around the House segment this week. Also, if you miss any of the show, perhaps you step in to go to the grocery or something this morning, you're running errands, we do podcast it. Pacers.com/sound is how you can check out this show in its entirety. We'll get it posted a few minutes after the show ends at 11. I'm Pat Boylan. We'll be with you here from 10 to 11. Mark Boyle is next with Nate McMillan. That conversation is coming up next on Pacers Weekly.
At ATI Physical Therapy, we're here for you. When you're injured, in pain, or recovering from surgery, we'll help you get back to your best with expert therapy that's customized for you. Plus, we'll schedule your first appointment in 24 to 48 hours, so you're on your way to feeling better faster. With over 50 Indiana locations, visit ATIPT.com to find an ATI clinic near you. We know returning to better health is a big deal, so look no further. ATI Physical Therapy, here for Indiana and here for you.
Your money, your voice. At Forum Credit Union, that's true even when you're talking about a loan. Sure, the money might be ours to start with, but what good is the money if it's not making things happen? Every day, our members are building decks, buying cars, or heading back to school. Forum's personal service and large array of loan options make it possible. It's not just your money, it's your life, and we want to help you make the most of it. Visit a branch or forumcu.com. Forum Credit Union. Your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 469848.
Through its local associate, Stanley Security Solutions has been involved in the Indianapolis community for over 70 years, supplying security products and services to some of the largest commercial, industrial, and institutional facilities in the world. With involvement in local community charities such as Habitat for Humanity and United Way, we are additionally honored to be a sponsor of the Pacers Call a Pacer Reading Program. Our more than 7,500 dedicated employees are proud to support the Indianapolis corporate community as a founding sponsor of Bankers Life Fieldhouse and your Indiana Pacers.
Hi, Pacers fans. This is George Niang. Bankers Life is not just the official insurance partner of the Indiana Pacers. They are also proud supporters of the Pacers Foundation. Over the past 17 seasons, Bankers Life and its parent company, CNO Financial Group, have donated nearly $260,000 to the Pacers Foundation, inspiring and motivating countless Indiana young people. Bankers Life, CNO Financial Group, and the Pacers Foundation are giving kids a winning shot in Central Indiana. Learn more at pacersfoundation.org.
Live on the Circle in downtown Indianapolis, you're listening to Pacers Weekly. I'm Pat Boylan. The Pacers in the midst of three off days. They had yesterday off, today off. They're practicing. In fact, they're practicing right now, and we might have some updates to get to you throughout that practice. If we have injury updates, for example, on Rodney Stuckey, who Nate McMillan said he was hopeful for Stuckey in the game coming up next. That's December 26th. It's against the Chicago Bulls. Pacers looking to avoid their third straight loss, something they've not had happen all season. And head coach Nate McMillan now is with Mark Boyle.
Thank you, Pat. The Pacers about to hit the road for games in Chicago and Washington. Nate, before we get to that, let's just start with some general outside-the-numbers observations. One loss record aside, how do you feel about your team's progress right now?
Well, I think we're inconsistent, and I think that describes our season. I think we have had some good moments, and then there have been some moments where it hasn't been good. The execution on both ends of the floor, we haven't been sharp in. You know, we win one, we lose one. You know, we win two, we lose one, lose two, win one. And we just, at times, we're seeing different teams out there, it seems like. And, you know, what we're trying to do is build that continuity, the chemistry, establishing our style of play. You know, some of that is a challenge when you have different guys going in and out of the rotation. We've had a number of injuries, you know, this season. At times we're finishing with different lineups, and that can have an effect. But I think the effort as far as how you play the game, you know, defensively, with an urgency, with energy, offensively, being sharp, taking care of that ball. We can do that with the unit or the players that we have on the court.
Other than the injuries and the introduction of the new players, which is an ongoing process, have you been able to pinpoint any particular reason for the inconsistency?
Well, just going down the stretch, in a lot of our games, we've had control of the games and late in ball games in the fourth quarter. There are times when we're not making plays or we're turning the ball over, or defensively we're having breakdowns. And you have to be locked in to the moment, every single possession. And I think there are times when we are distracted by either officiating or shot selection or not getting a shot. I think a lot of it is offensive minded. And what we have been trying to do with our group from the start is change the mindset, that if you focus defensively and you commit to that style of basketball, your defense at times can hold you in games until offense can get going.
Do you see that happening? Is the mindset changing?
That takes time. You know, I think most of our guys are offensive minded. Most of the NBA is offensive minded. And when you have guys who, you know, they need to see the ball go through the basket, they need to play with the ball, learning to play without the ball is something that it takes time, you know, because they've been doing it all of their lives, playing with the ball. But when you take that ball out of their hands, do they know how to play, and are they committed to continuing to play? So that's something that we have to continue to work on.
You have had some injuries of late with Stuckey and Ellis. It looks like Stuckey will be back sooner rather than later, and Monte still out for a little while. With all of that going on, you've given Glenn Robinson a chance, and he's had some good games, lately struggling a bit, at least with his shot. How do you feel about the way he's adapted to this role?
Well, we know that's a tough role, and as I've said to him, we're not putting a lot of pressure on you. You know, there's some shots that, you know, he's continuing to get that he hasn't knocked down in the last couple of games, but we want him to focus on defending, giving us something on the defensive end of the floor, helping us rebound the ball. Offensively, we want him to take the shot when he is open. And we're going to stay with the lineup, keep him in that lineup. I like his energy that he brings. Those shots that he has missed, I think he'll knock those shots down. We're going to keep CJ in his position coming off the bench. And, you know, hopefully we will get Stuckey back, which I think will be a big help to us.
On Friday, you gave Kevin Seraphin some work with the second unit. Rebounding has been an issue. Are you looking to get a bigger body in there?
I'm looking to possibly give Kevin some minutes. We're working with him at the four position. He's pretty much trained most of the season at the five, so we are looking at possibly playing him with Al Jefferson in that second unit and seeing if he can give us a spark at that four position.
Let's close with a thought on this upcoming two-game road trip, not specifically the opponents, Chicago and Washington, but the fact that, like almost every NBA team, your record is better at home than it is on the road. But unlike many, your record is much better at home than it is on the road. Is there a single reason for that great disparity?
I wish I could put my finger on that. And, you know, we've looked at what is going on with our record on the road. And, far as adjusting and changing some things, we've even looked to change how we prepare ourselves on the road. But what we're seeing is that we're not as sharp, okay? And you have to be sharp on the road as far as your execution, making mistakes, bringing that energy, winning the scrap game, because you're on the road. Teams play much better at home. You got to be the aggressors on the road, and we haven't been that team this year.
Pacers coach Nate McMillan, kind enough to spend some time with us this morning. The Pacers getting set to hit the road Chicago Monday, the district on Wednesday, and then back home to take on Orlando next Friday. I'm Mark Boyle. Let's turn things back over to Pat Boylan.
Mark and Nate, thank you. If you're still out and about doing some last-minute Christmas shopping, last-minute holiday shopping, make sure you can check out Pacers Home Court Gift Shop. They have a ton of good stuff over there. I did a good portion of my Christmas shopping from there, our producer David Deering as well. So if you're out and about, you're around downtown, don't forget that as an option, the Pacers Home Court Gift Shop, and online at pacersgear.com. Get some last-minute Christmas shopping done. Coming up next, we will go inside Daenerys' den. Of course, as you know, Nate McMillan has a cast and crew of people that help him get ready for each game. Some get more recognition than others. And the video coordinators, that's a position that puts in a lot of work, a lot of late nights, long hours getting the coaching staff ready and the players ready for what they feel they need to be the most prepared for upcoming opponents. Tim Dather is the Pacers video coordinator. He's new. You will hear his story and what he does coming up next on Pacers Week.
Get ready for the Red Hot Chili Peppers live in concert.
Well, I love the chains, I hope to be fine.
May 18th, the Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Members of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Red Hot Chili Peppers. New album, The Getaway, available now. Reserved seats on sale now at the box office, Ticketmaster.com, and all Ticketmaster locations. Red Hot Chili Peppers, produced by NS2.
Your money, your voice. At Forum Credit Union, that's true even when you're talking about a loan. Sure, the money might be ours to start with, but what good is the money if it's not making things happen? Every day, our members are building decks, buying cars, or heading back to school. Forum's personal service and large array of loan options make it possible. It's not just your money, it's your life, and we want to help you make the most of it. Visit a branch or forumcu.com. Forum Credit Union. Your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 469848.
Through its local associate, Stanley Security Solutions has been involved in the Indianapolis community for over 70 years, supplying security products and services to some of the largest commercial, industrial, and institutional facilities in the world. With involvement in local community charities such as Habitat for Humanity and United Way, we are additionally honored to be a sponsor of the Pacers Call a Pacer Reading Program. Our more than 7,500 dedicated employees are proud to support the Indianapolis corporate community as a founding sponsor of Bankers Life Fieldhouse and your Indiana Pacers.
Hi, Pacers fans. This is George Niang. Bankers Life is not just the official insurance partner of the Indiana Pacers. They are also proud supporters of the Pacers Foundation. Over the past 17 seasons, Bankers Life and its parent company, CNO Financial Group, have donated nearly $260,000 to the Pacers Foundation, inspiring and motivating countless Indiana young people. Bankers Life, CNO Financial Group, and the Pacers Foundation are giving kids a winning shot in Central Indiana. Learn more at pacersfoundation.org.
You're listening to Pacers Weekly on 93.5 FM, 1070 The Fan. I'm Pat Boylan. If you'd like to join the conversation, the telephone number to do so is 317-239-1070, and I'm at Pat Boylan Pacers on Twitter. We've had a couple Twitter questions filter in. We will answer them here throughout the program. One of the many people who helps get the coaches, the players ready for their game day activities is the video coordinator. He's new this year. It's Tim Dather. That's who is inside Denary's Den. Chris?
Thanks so much, Pat. One of the newest Pacers basketball employees is Tim Dather from Fishers, Indiana, Hamilton Southeastern High School, and formerly Indiana University. And after a year with the Los Angeles Clippers, or I guess I should say the L.A. Clippers now, right, Tim, because they're the L.A. Clippers, you're here in Indiana. How did you get here?
Just promotion a little bit and through connections and got hooked up with the job here, so happy to do it.
Video coordinator, busy job. Run the fans through a typical game day, because I know it's a long one. We're doing this interview after Thursday night's game against Boston. It's somewhere near 11 o'clock. You've put in a lot of hours thus far, haven't you?
Yeah, typical game day starts early in the morning, and you're kind of finishing up that team, maybe a little finishing touch for something you have out there on the game or at the pregame edit. But most of the day is actually spent on the next opponent or two opponents out, which is kind of, you're always working ahead. The game when it comes is almost behind you, as weird as that is.
How much video do you guys cut up? And I know you have a staff. It's not just you, and I know your buddies would like you to give them some love as well, but how much video do you guys cut up for the coaching staff?
Yeah, Ben Evelyn and Jared Bartlin cut up a lot of it, and it can all vary. Depends on the game, but we're always cutting games. Every night there's a couple games we're cutting. Again, most of the time in advance, 3-4 games in advance. So you're just always preparing. There's always video to do, always.
You've got a basketball background. You played high school basketball at Hamilton Southeastern. You were a manager at Indiana. At what point did you know you wanted to make this your career?
It was probably in high school I had an idea, and then in college I kind of fully committed to it when I became a manager.
What's the biggest difference from what you see at the college level now to the NBA? I know the schedule. We've already played 31 games in a little less than 2 months. I know that's the biggest difference. But what are the other differences you see?
Yeah, as a video guy, that's an incredible difference, the turnaround in the games. But biggest difference is probably just kind of the overall guys and culture. Guys in the NBA are a little more adept, and they've been through some things, and kind of the NBA has a system or way of playing. So you don't really have to basic teaching as much with guys in the NBA. You can kind of give them a general thing, and they understand that, or they can apply it to other things.
After the game, I know on the road, you guys are in the locker room, and you're making sure that the assistant coaches and Nate have all the video on their laptop. How long? Walk us through the process about what happens after a game on the road where you're trying to get the coaches ready. It might be a back-to-back. We might be on a plane flying to the next city for a game the next day. How long does that take?
So that's priority one. As soon as that game gets done, you rush back there and make sure the game's on everyone's computers. The first thing you do is make sure the next opponent's good. And most of the time they have the games for that next opponent prior to the game, maybe another game if it's a back-to-back for that team or a final edit or something. And then after that, it's the next opponent or our game. And again, it's just getting on there as soon as possible, and it doesn't really take too long. Most of the work is done once the game's over. It just takes a couple minutes and then transferring it over. But
Now, the way you prepare the tape, again, we're with Tim Dather. He's the video coordinator for the Indiana Pacers. In his first year, he was with the L.A. Clippers last year. Nate will want things a certain way, Dan Burke, whatever. How do you guys cut everything up, and how do you provide it to the coaches?
Yeah, so each guy's different in the way they like to watch film and the way they kind of like to analyze it. So what you do is we basically label as much as we possibly can, and then that helps in the different things that we give them or the different cut-ups we give to them.
So, Tim Dather coordinating all the video, getting everything ready for the Pacers. The one thing I asked you, and this is a little bit new, the NBA has said you can have video on the bench now. You can have an iPad. Where do you see all this video going?
Yeah, that's interesting. I think it'll get someday like the NFL kind of is now, where people are using it on that sideline more regularly. I don't know, you know, how much you can get. Again, it's only useful as much as you can transfer to the guys out there and help them win the game or make them better. So it'll be interesting where it kind of reaches its point, but I think it'll, for now, it's growing and going to be used more.
All right, is this the first step for you? You've got a basketball background to being a coach. If I look at the NBA, the former Pacers head coach Frank Vogel, Eric Spoelstra, head coach of the Heat, they all started as video coordinators. Is that something that you'd like to do?
Yeah, let's hope so. That's the goal, and it's a great position now to be to learn for the future for that.
All right, Tim Dather is the video coordinator for the Indiana Pacers and our guest inside Denary's Den. Back to you, Pat.
All right, Chris and Tim, thank you for that look inside the Pacers video coordinator role that Tim is currently in his first season here with the Pacers. We've got a great show coming up. As we mentioned, Eddie White, he's managed to snag someone, and this person doesn't do media requests, especially today. And you're going to want to hang with us here. It's still coming up in a little bit. But Eddie White goes around the house, and he's got maybe the best guest that Eddie has ever had, at least in my 3 years of doing this. That's coming up in a little bit, but next we'll go back to Mark Boyle. He's with the Hall of Famer, Slick Leonard. You're going to want to hear that conversation. It's coming up in just a moment on Pacers Weekly.
At ATI Physical Therapy, we're here for you. When you're injured, in pain, or recovering from surgery, we'll help you get back to your best with expert therapy that's customized for you. Plus, we'll schedule your first appointment in 24 to 48 hours, so you're on your way to feeling better faster. With over 50 Indiana locations, visit ATIPT.com to find an ATI clinic near you. We know returning to better health is a big deal, so look no further. ATI Physical Therapy, here for Indiana and here for you.
The Harlem Globetrotters will dribble into Bankers Life Fieldhouse with their action-packed world tour on Saturday, January 14th at noon. Witness amazing Globetrotter moments that will become unforgettable Globetrotter memories. Feel the dunks. See the ball handling. Experience the antics that will have kids of all ages laughing the entire time. Don't miss the world-famous Harlem Globetrotters on Saturday, January 14th at noon. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com.
Through its local associates, Stanley Security Solutions has been involved in the Indianapolis community for over 70 years, supplying security products and services to some of the largest commercial, industrial, and institutional facilities in the world. With involvement in local community charities such as Habitat for Humanity and United Way, we are additionally honored to be a sponsor of the Pacers Call a Pacer Reading Program. Our more than 7,500 dedicated employees are proud to support the Indianapolis corporate community as a founding sponsor of Bankers Life Fieldhouse and your Indiana Pacers.
30 years and still number one. Bon Jovi, live in concert. This house is not for sale.
This house is not for sale.
The tour. Bon Jovi, performing all their anthems. Bankers Life Fieldhouse, March 22nd. Every ticket purchased receives a copy of the new album, This House is Not for Sale, available November 4th. Get tickets starting at $19.75 at LiveNation.com while supplies last. Service charges apply. There's more at BonJovi.com.
This is Pacers Weekly on 93.5 FM, 1070. The Fan was talking a little bit about how you could still get your Christmas shopping done. Pacers Home Court Gift Shop, PacersGear.com. Make sure to check out the new Paul George New Era cap collection. It's really cool. He's designed a bunch of these hats through New Era. Pacersgear.com is where you can check them out. If you follow the Pacers Twitter account, they have been chronicling that release here recently. And a bunch of really cool hats that are designed by Paul George
himself.
I want
that gold pinstripe one, Pat.
Yeah, David Deering, our producer, is you're a big hat guy.
Yeah, my first ever Pacers jersey was a gold Jalen Rose pinstripe. So yeah. I want the beanie cap.
It's cool stuff. Pacersgear.com is how you can get them online. They're coming to the home court gift shop as well. The Pacers are practicing right now. We'll see. We might have some updates from Pacers practice coming up in just a moment. Let's go back to Mark Boyle and his conversation with the Hall of Famer Slick Leonard. Mark?
Thank you, Pat. The Pacers have gone past the quarter point of the season, past the one-third mark of the season, and it's the same thing. Right around 500. Have been there since the beginning of the season. Can't get clear of it. Don't get too far behind it. It's more of a win one, lose one kind of a season. How come the Pacers haven't been more consistent?
Well, you look at a number of things, but I think the big thing you have to look at, Mark, they are about a 500 ball club. They're not, they'll have some great nights and that, but if I had to look at them right now, they're 15-15. If they can go 41, get 41 wins, I think with this ball club and the personnel they have, that's just about where they should be.
That said, you take a look at the East and you have Cleveland, which is obviously a great team, and then Toronto, very good. Maybe Boston's in that class. But the rest of them, Charlotte, New York, Chicago, Detroit, Indiana, they all seem to be missing something. Is there any reason the Pacers couldn't be the best of that group?
Well, they're right there with that group because on a given night, one night you win a ball game and you're in third place in the Central Division, and the next night you lose and you're in last place. I mean, and that, I think that's the way it's going to be throughout the season. We just have to have guys that on a consistent basis come up with good ball games. You know, we can't have guys that we need it off the bench too, but we can't have guys that have a great game one night and then the next night they disappear on you. So again, Mark, I look at it, I say, hey, they're a 500 club.
Speaking of the bench, the Pacers have played for the last little while without Stuckey and without Ellis. How much of a difference does that make?
Well, it makes a big difference. It makes a big difference. You know, Monte Ellis was not playing real well. But when I look at the ball club, the way we have to go, Aaron Brooks is coming off the bench to play that guard spot, and he's not playing well at all. So we're hurting there, and then, you know, Rodney Stuckey, you know, he's those hamstrings and ankles and that, he's missed a lot of ball games. He's missed a lot of ball games. And so if we're going to win, we need everybody. We need to be healthy. Let's face it. We need to be healthy.
Let's talk about some of the bright spots. In his second season, Miles Turner has been among the league leaders in block shots, averaging right around 15 points per game, pulling down right around 7 rebounds per game. Only 20 years old. How would you assess the way he's progressed in his second season?
Well, he's a better basketball player this year. He has improved his outside game. I mean, he has 3 range. Now he's got to go ahead and improve the other parts of the game. He's got to get a low post game, and then he's got to really be able to lay the ball on the floor. I think he's having a good year. I think he's having a good year for a 20-year-old.
How about Jeff Teague? He comes in to his hometown after several successful seasons with the Hawks down there in Atlanta, and he struggles at the beginning of the season, but lately he's putting up good numbers, and although he still has occasional difficulty defensively, it looks like he's become a little bit more consistent on that end. Do you think he's played up to expectations?
Well, he's starting to. He's starting to, Mark, you mentioned earlier in the season, I had my doubts the way he was playing because he's not a real strong defensive player, but now he seems to be more comfortable running the ball club. He's hitting shots. He's taking the ball to the hole. He's hitting open men. I think he's done a nice job.
And then I want to get your thoughts before we close here on Paul George, because I remember sitting down with Paul for a feature we did for Sirius
previewing team training camps way back in October, and he said that his goal was to be the league MVP. Obviously, that will not be happening this season, which doesn't mean he's not playing well. How do you think he's playing?
Well, the way I look at Paul George, I think we're better off with him to get away from one-on-one basketball. You know, saying, here, Paul, here's a ball. You take your man and beat him one-on-one. I think he's better when the system is good ball movement and getting his open shots that way instead of just playing one-on-one basketball. But, you know, Paul George is, there's no question, Paul George is a very good player. But as far as MVP, that's not going to happen.
That's Slick Leonard. I'm Mark Boyle. Pacers back at it Monday, Chicago, and then Wednesday, Washington. Back home on the 30th to take on Chicago. That's your next chance to see the Pacers on the home floor. Let's turn things back over to Pat Boylan.
All right, Mark and Slick, thank you. Coming up next, Eddie White goes around the house. Perhaps it's more appropriate to call it around the globe. You will hear who Eddie White has rounded up, and you won't want to miss it, and it's only in a couple of minutes. It's next on Pacers Weekly.
At ATI Physical Therapy, we're here for you. When you're injured, in pain, or recovering from surgery, we'll help you get back to your best with expert therapy that's customized for you. Plus, we'll schedule your first appointment in 24 to 48 hours, so you're on your way to feeling better faster. With over 50 Indiana locations, visit ATIPT.com to find an ATI clinic near you. We know returning to better health is a big deal, so look no further. ATI Physical Therapy, here for Indiana and here for you.
Your money, your voice. At Forum Credit Union, that's true even when you're talking about a loan. Sure, the money might be ours to start with, but what good is the money if it's not making things happen? Every day, our members are building decks, buying cars, or heading back to school. Forum's personal service and large array of loan options make it possible. It's not just your money, it's your life, and we want to help you make the most of it. Visit a branch or forumcu.com. Forum Credit Union. Your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 469848.
Justin Moore.
I just pawned at you.
Lee Bryce.
I belong to the drinking class.
American Made Tour.
You look like I need a drink right now.
January 12th, 7 p.m. Bankers Life Fieldhouse. One night of hit after hit.
Just letting the night flow.
Justin Moore.
And I can't wait to see where it goes.
Lee Bryce.
Except all day.
January 12th, Bankers Life Fieldhouse.
Old small town USA. I drive your truck.
Platinum selling Justin Moore.
To my last day.
Chart topping Lee Bryce.
And look like crazy.
Making country music great again.
He can't even.
Tickets are on sale now at the Bankers Life Fieldhouse box office by phone at 800-745-3000 and online at Ticketmaster.com. Produced by Police Productions.
Let's go.
This is Pacers Weekly on 93.5 FM, 1070 The Fan. I'm Pat Boylan. Normally, I will introduce Eddie White's guest, perhaps even tell you who he has at the beginning of the show. I don't feel qualified to do it this week. So let's just send it over now. Eddie's going to introduce him. Let's send it over now. Eddie White, he's around the house with Eddie. Go ahead.
Thanks, Pat. It is once again time to go around the house, and I'm telling you, in all the years we've been doing this show, I don't know if I've ever been more proud of a guest than to get this guy, because especially today, this guy is doing zero media around the world, but we got him because he loves around the house. He loves Pacers Weekly. He loves the Pacers, and he's a buddy of mine. And you know what I'm talking about, the busiest man in the world today, the one, the only, joining us from the North Pole, my guy, Santa Claus. And I'm so tight with him, I call him Santy. Santy, how you doing, my friend?
Oh, ho, 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 Eddie, how we doing today? Good to hear from you today.
Santa, I got to ask you, this is a busy day, and I appreciate you taking some time out to spend it with us, but what's this last day of preparation like? I mean, is this like getting ready for that Game 7 of the NBA Finals? I mean, what's going through your head, you and the staff and the misses and the reindeer and all that stuff?
Well, to be honest, Eddie, I hardly had time for you, but you know my sleigh can get around the world in no time flat, so this is really the busiest time of year that we've ever had, as you can imagine. Our elves are putting in overtime, but we'll find a way to get it done, as we always do.
not saying I don't want to keep you long, but where do you go first? Like, you know, boom, you got this. You got to go all over the world, and you got to hit them all, like, within a couple-hour period here. Where the heck, like, what's your first stop?
Well, naturally, Eddie, we start in Russia. That's where the sun first comes up on Christmas morn. We'll go see our dear friends in Russia, and bada boom, bada bing, as you say. We'll head to the next place, you know?
See, Pat, that proves Santa listens to the show. He's doing a bada bing, bada ding. Hey, while you're over there, the Ruskies, when you go down the chimney over there, tell them to stop with the checking on the computers and stuff like that. Leave them some notes, will you? Okay, so you're over in Russia. All right, so you start in Russia. So then the next natural question, I can't believe we're talking to Santa. This is great. What's like the last stop? What's the last of the Mohicans for you?
Well, as you might understand, Eddie, consider we've missed your house a few times, your house is typically the last place that we come to. So if we've got time, we'll get there and we'll just see how things go.
All right. Santa's proving he has a sense of humor. Now I got to ask you. So it's December 25th is tomorrow. Everybody's going to be open up the gifts and all that stuff. So what the heck do you do the morning of the 26th?
Oh, Eddie, I'm glad you asked. If you could possibly imagine, I'm a little spent after all that hard work. So me and the Mrs. Claus, we head off to Bora Bora for a little reindeer game action, if you know what I mean, Eddie.
Now, so you and the missus are going to Bora Bora to hang in the, in the sun and relax. Now, what do you do with the elves and the reindeer?
Oh, that's none of my concern. They get a week-long grace period, so whatever happens on their time is on their time, Eddie.
Are the elves union?
No comment, sir.
Okay, yeah, I don't want to get you in trouble because, you know, that could, God forbid we whack out Christmas because of a little problem with the elves. Now, so you take some rest and you get some R&R. When do you start working on, like, next year? Like, you know, in the NBA, our season ends and they got the draft and they got off-season camps. And, I mean, do you have, like, a draft for new elves? Do you have a draft for or tryouts for new reindeers? When do you start working on next year?
Oh, I'm glad you asked, Eddie. We actually do have a somewhat of an NFL draft process, if you will. We bring in new, fresh eyes, fresh body. Run the 40-yard dash, see how many etch-a-sketches they can make in 10 minutes. So we will begin immediately upon our return from Bora Bora with the suntan, might I add.
Now, when you picking out the L's, like in basketball, you know, it used to be just you got guys from Indiana, UCLA, Duke, but now over the years you've seen us going over to Germany to get players and getting kids from the small colleges, and they've even gone getting football players and changing sports. When you recruit L's, where do you go get them from?
Eddie, we find them from every nook and cranny in the world. As you well know, they're not just popping out of baskets anywhere, but let's just say I've got a secret code amongst other high-ranking officials, Easter Bunny, Tooth Fairy, etc. around the world. We know how to get the job done and pull the smallest elves.
Santa seems to be taking a page out of Bill Belichick's playbook there. He's keeping everything close to the vest, which I don't blame him because Santa got a good thing going. There's nobody competing against Santa. Before we wrap up here, if you don't mind sharing a little intel, because, you know, you love Pacers Weekly and you love around the house, gifts. Any idea what you might be giving, Mark Boyle this year?
Oh, let me check my list here, Eddie. Mark Boyle, yes, it seems he's done well this year. Looks like we're going to get a few cigars for old Mark. And maybe a new Hawaiian bowling shirt for him and his men's bowling league.
He does need a new shirt. That would be a good one. Now, of course, Mark is the radio voice of the Pacers, but we also have the TV voice of the Pacers, although he's heard here on our show a lot, Chris Denieri. Any idea what they're going to bring to his house in Carmel?
Yes, of course, Chris, one of my favorites, great personality. Let's see, last year it looks like we got Chris a new water system for his house. And have I seen those commercials? This year, probably a few items for his dogs, I would have to imagine.
That's pretty good. How about the legend, Slick Leonard?
Slick is one of those hall passes, if you will. He gets anything he wants. Me and Slick will actually talk Christmas morning, and I'll deliver for he and the missus whatever they want that
you
day.
You get to hang with Slick Leonard? Holy smokes, that is big. He deserves it. He is a legend. How about young Pat Boyle, the host of Pacers Weekly?
Well, it's funny you ask, Pat Boylan. It appears he's been a bit naughty this year, so we're going to go down to the wire with him. Let's call it a game-time decision.
That's appropriate. I like that one, Santa. That's a good one. And finally, I like surprises and all, but when you do finally get to the house, any hint of what you may bring the big guy here?
Well, the first thing came to mind, of course, was a nice Hardee's thick burger. But does the word Cuban mean anything to you?
Santa, that would be perfect. You're right. I love Hardee's. They sponsor our award-winning and world-famous post-game show. Santa, I appreciate your time this morning. And seriously, on behalf of all the kids around the world, thank you for what you do. You and Mrs. Claus are two of the best of all time, and we love you. I see your picture all over the place, and I love seeing you at the mall. Sometimes you don't look so good. You're real skinny, and sometimes you look healthy. But God bless you, Santa, and keep filling the world with lots of love, because God knows this world needs your love, Santa.
Ho, 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 Eddie. Merry Christmas, everyone.
How about that, Patrick? I mean, who the heck else can get Santa on a day like today? Patrick, all I can say is to you, to our listeners, and to everybody that listens to us around the year, Merry Christmas, everybody. Have a great warm holiday, and God bless y'all. Back to you, Patrick.
Eddie White, I literally don't know how to follow that one up. Getting the big guy here on Christmas Eve. Fantastic work. Thank you, Eddie. Thank you, Santa. Mark Monteith gets the unenviable job of following that up. He's next.
Get ready for the Red Hot Chili Peppers live in concert.
Well, I love the chains I hope to be.
May 18th, the Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Members of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Red Hot Chili Peppers. New album, The Getaway, available now. Reserve seats on sale now at the box office, Ticketmaster.com, and all Ticketmaster locations. Red Hot Chili Peppers, produced by NS2.
Your money, your voice. At Forum Credit Union, that's true even when you're talking about a loan. Sure, the money might be ours to start with, but what good is the money if it's not making things happen? Every day, our members are building decks, buying cars, or heading back to school. Forum's personal service and large array of loan options make it possible. It's not just your money, it's your life. And we want to help you make the most of it. Visit a branch or forumcu.com. Forum Credit Union. Your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 469848.
Through its local associate, Stanley Security Solutions has been involved in the Indianapolis community for over 70 years, supplying security products and services to some of the largest commercial, industrial, and institutional facilities in the world. With involvement in local community charities such as Habitat for Humanity and United Way, we are additionally honored to be a sponsor of the Pacers Call a Pacer Reading Program. Our more than 7,500 dedicated employees are proud to support the Indianapolis corporate community as a founding sponsor of Bankers Life Fieldhouse and your Indiana Pacers.
Hi, Pacers fans. This is George Niang. Bankers Life is not just the official insurance partner of the Indiana Pacers. They are also proud supporters of the Pacers Foundation. Over the past 17 seasons, Bankers Life and its parent company, CNO Financial Group, have donated nearly $260,000 to the Pacers Foundation, inspiring and motivating countless Indiana young people. Bankers Life, CNO Financial Group, and the Pacers Foundation are giving kids a winning shot in Central Indiana. Learn more at pacersfoundation.org.
Pacers Weekly on 93.5 FM, 1070 The Fan. Mark Monteith has been riding Pacers basketball for quite some time. Mark, I would guess you've never had to follow Santa Claus on a radio program.
No, I have not. I'll do my best.
Mark, coming into this afternoon, the Pacers, they've played 31 games. Which is more than most teams have played here in the league. They played a lot deserving here, I think, of this three-day off stretch. When you look at the Pacers as a whole, you know they would like to be better than 15-16. Are there a couple areas that stick out to you as areas of improvement that they might be working on here going forward?
Well, I think their offense, their half-court offense, needs to get better. As we have talked before, offense and defense are always interrelated. You know, if you're scoring more, that means the other team's taking the ball out of the net more, and your defense will be better. If your defense is better, that means you're not taking the ball out of the net, and you can get more shots in transition. But as you look at the Pacers, you know, they're not getting to the free throw line quite as often as opponents, so they're missing out there. And that's one of Nate McMillan's goals for every game, And they're not hitting nearly as many three-pointers as opponents. I just figured it up. They've given up 207 points on three-point baskets this year. That's a lot. A lot of ground to make up, which I guess tells me that they're, you know, too much mid-range. They're not getting to the basket where they draw fouls. They're not getting a lot of easy shots around the basket, but they're not hitting a lot of three-pointers either. So, you know, they're relying on mid-range game, which is okay, but in this league today, so many teams hit so many three-pointers that if you're trading two for three, you're not going to do too well. So I don't know what you do about that. I mean, we knew going into the season that the three-point shot was a potential weakness for them, and it's kind of turned out to be that way. So, you know, Jeff Teague was a 40% three-point shooter last year, and he's, I think, below 30% this year. So, you know, other guys are just not that great of a threat, at least at this point. So, I just think they have to get more, get in sync better on offense, have more chemistry, and going to have to score a little more and, of course, defend better too.
Mark, a question in from Twitter. It comes from Chris Munn. Miles Turner, he's such a unique player. The Pacers have never had anyone like him. He's already made more threes than a Pacers center ever has in a full season. He's only 20. He's got the mid-range game down, extending to the outside game. And he's played very well, 15.7 rebounds. He's in the top three in the league in blocks. His efficiency rating is very good. I think all things considered, he's having a great second season. Chris wondering, will we see him in the post more often? And do you think that's something the Pacers are working on and or concerned with his game?
Yeah, I think they are concerned about that. I think hopefully he's working on it. That's the remaining thing for him to really improve on. As you mentioned, he's hitting 37-38% from the three-point line, and he is a good mid-range shooter. But he doesn't get to the foul line a lot, and he doesn't score around the basket a lot. And it's great to draw the other team's center or power forward away from the basket. But when he has a mismatch, you want him being able to score around the basket. And a lot of times when you see him get the ball there and have an opportunity to get, you know, a little jump hook around the basket or drive to the basket, he'll shoot a fadeaway. And I don't think he's afraid of contact. I just don't think he's comfortable with his arsenal of offensive moves around the basket. Pacers have a great mentor in that area, and Al Jefferson, who's got every move. So I know those two guys have worked together after practice at times. Hopefully they still are, because that's one area. If Miles Turner can become a post-up threat too, then he's got just about everything on offense.
Mark, I apologize. We have to be a little bit shorter this week, but your work, as always, featured on Pacers.com. What do the fans have to look forward to coming up on Pacers.com?
Well, the most recent thing was an article on Damon Bailey, kind of look at his career. And, you know, they've got a couple road games coming up. So I think the next big feature I'll be working on will be Chuck Person, who will be honored with a bobblehead for the 80s night coming up next month. And I should be talking to Chuck sometime next week. Everybody remembers the Rifleman, the Rookie of the Year. So that's what I'll be working on outside of the normal game and practice coverage coming up.
Pacers.com writer Mark Monteith. Mark, thanks for your time here this morning. Happy holidays.
Okay, thanks, Pat. You too.
All right, Jeremiah Johnson, he's up next. He'll join us live on Pacers Weekly.
30 years and still number one. Bon Jovi, live in concert. This house is not for sale.
This house is not for sale.
The Tour, Bon Jovi, performing all their anthems. Bankers Life Fieldhouse, March 22nd. Every ticket purchased receives a copy of the new album, This House is Not for Sale, available November 4th. Get tickets starting at $19.75 at LiveNation.com while supplies last. Service charges apply. There's more at BonJovi.com.
Your money, your voice. At Forum Credit Union, that's true even when you're talking about a loan. Sure, the money might be ours to start with, but what good is the money if it's not making things happen? Every day, our members are building decks, buying cars, or heading back to school. Forum's personal service and large array of loan options make it possible. It's not just your money, it's your life, and we want to help you make the most of it. Visit a branch or forumcu.com. Forum Credit Union. Your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 469848.
The Harlem Globetrotters will dribble into Bankers Life Fieldhouse with their action-packed world tour on Saturday, January 14th at noon. Witness amazing Globetrotter moments that will become unforgettable Globetrotter memories. Feel the dunks. See the ball handling. Experience the antics that will have kids of all ages laughing the entire time. Don't miss the world-famous Harlem Globetrotters on Saturday, January 14th at noon. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com.
Hi, Pacers fans. This is George Niang. Bankers Life is not just the official insurance partner of the Indiana Pacers. They are also proud supporters of the Pacers Foundation. Over the past 17 seasons, Bankers Life and its parent company, CNO Financial Group, have donated nearly $260,000 to the Pacers Foundation, inspiring and motivating countless Indiana young people. Bankers Life, CNO Financial Group, and the Pacers Foundation are giving kids a winning shot in Central Indiana. Learn more at PacersFoundation.org.
Wrapping up Pacers Weekly on 93.5 FM, 1070 The Fan. Jeremiah Johnson is with us. He joins us live now. Jeremiah, I can't remember if it was last year or 2 years ago, we bothered you during dinner, or breakfast, I should say, with Santa. We're not grabbing you there this time, are we?
No, but we are in the middle of a Christmas celebration, and I was in the middle of videotaping a present unwrapping, and the phone rang, and I said, oh, yeah, I've got to talk to my friend Pat. So, all good. Anything for you and Pacers Weekly, I'm happy to do it.
We always appreciate it. You join us at odd times. I know sometimes out on the West Coast, too, so we certainly appreciate that. We don't have an update. We're hoping to have an update at this point, but we don't, on Rodney Stuckey. I know Nate McMillan said he was hopeful for that game on the 26th against Chicago. Just generally, do you feel like the Pacers are missing him? I know when he and Monte are both out, you're missing that kind of player, that kind of style that those guys bring.
I think that's the last point is the most important one, that not having either one of them affects your second unit, because whether when they're healthy and Glenn Robinson III, if he stays in the starting lineup or not, you're missing someone key off the bench, a legitimate scorer, an extra person. And what we've seen over the last week or so is Al Jefferson and C.J. Miles are your only really consistent bench scorers right now. So if and when Monte Ellis is back and Rodney Stuckey, if you put both of those guys in the second unit, or you put Monte back in the starting lineup and you have Glenn running with that second unit, I like the bench a lot more than as it is currently constructed. So I talked with Rodney prior to the Detroit game, and I saw him work out, get a good, shooting workout in there in Detroit, and that was last weekend, and he was confident that it was a short-term situation. And I think if you asked him, he would have played in one of those games this week, but I think the training staff has dealt with enough little injuries and recurrence of different injuries with Rodney. They want to make sure he's 100% before they trot him out there. But just listening to Nate McMillan prior to the game against the Celtics, I had a pretty good feeling that I think Rodney will be out there, if not Chicago, then in Washington.
A question we've gotten from Twitter, it's a question we often get regarding lineups. Glenn Robinson III, it wasn't his strongest game on Thursday. He certainly provides length, rebounding at that two position. Isn't someone who needs the ball a lot, sort of like Thad Young in that respect. What do you make of the lineup here? We've now had some extended time to see him in the starting lineup and potentially going further as well, as we know Monte Ellis is out for a couple more weeks.
I would say with that starting lineup, as long as Jeff Teague, Paul George, and Miles Turner are scoring, you're not missing the scoring out of the two guard as much, and you're getting more defense and rebounding than you were getting when Monte Ellis was there. That said, I think Glenn could do a little more offensively and have a little more confidence with his shot, or maybe attacking the basket, than he's shown in the last week and a half. I thought when he started and Paul George was injured and he started at the three, he played a little better than he's played here at the two in the starting lineup. But I still think that he's given Nate McMillan something to think about and a number of options when everyone is healthy, that he can try Glenn. Maybe some games it depends on the size of the two guard, and maybe he goes back and forth at times. I think he wants to probably have more of a set rotation. But long story short, I think that Monte is going to be able to come back if and when he does come back at either the bench or the starting lineup, and Glenn can do the same.
All right, two-part question here to wrap this up, Jeremiah. I know fans are always curious about some of the things that happen behind the scenes that you're privy to, and this year the Pacers not playing on Christmas. I know it's nice for players, family, people like you alike that don't have to travel for Christmas, but you will be traveling to Chicago on Christmas, correct? And then what do the fans have to look forward to for that December 26th game against the Chicago Bulls? Pacers live pregame starting at 7:30.
Yeah, just so if the fans are curious, the normal day before game routine would be an afternoon flight to wherever a game is located and get in, dinner time and have a night to get rest and acclimated in that city. usually if it's a Christmas situation or even another holiday or some special occasion, the team will wait until later to leave. So it's a short trip to Chicago. So that was kind of the NBA. If you have to travel on Christmas, it's a short flight. It's actually a time travel flight. So by the time you take off, you go back east to Central Time Zone and you land earlier than it was when you took off. But it'll be an evening flight to Chicago and then a two-game road trip at Chicago and then at Washington, D.C. on Wednesday. So team will get into Chicago late tomorrow night, play the Bulls on Monday. And Chicago's an interesting team. The Pacers get a little bit of a break. Chicago will have played yesterday, and then they play on Christmas Day, and they'll be on the second half of the back-to-back. So we'll recap the first two Pacers-Bulls games. Those were maybe one of the Pacers' best performances and one of their worst performances. So we'll see what worked in the game. The Pacers played well, see if they can replicate that. Looking forward to Pacers live pregame at 7:30 Eastern Monday night.
Pacers TV host and sideline reporter Jeremiah Johnson, Merry Christmas to you and your family, and thanks for joining us here on Christmas Eve.
You as well, and to all the Pacer fans who are traveling, safe travels, and we hope to see you back at Bankers Life Fieldhouse next week.
All right, Jeremiah Johnson joining us live as always. A thank you to him. Indiana Pacers next in action December 26th, as Jeremiah mentioned, 7:30 pregame show, radio and television. That wraps it up for this week's Pacers Weekly. For David Deering, I'm Pat Boylan. Happy holidays, everyone.